Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That pro football focus has gone to Veechtown.
Yeah, semi-pro football out of focus.
Your favorite website.
Yeah, actually, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, and it was about the draft. And I'm like, well, finally, Brett Veach is getting noticed, right? Like, people are finally just looking around going, you know what? Let's stop trying to be smart. Let's stop trying to find something different and just admit that Brett Veach is pretty effing good at what he does, right? And this was one of the quotes that I highlighted in this little paragraph about the Chiefs draft, that it was the Kansas City Chiefs. Brett Veach got everything he wanted. The first thing is Brett Veach has become a master of resourcefulness, which is true. I mean, that guy sees a player and he finds a way to trade up, even if it's swindling the dopey Buffalo Bills into giving them a pick to get a better player. Like, still the fact that Brett Veach was able to pants the Buffalo Bills again and get the ability to move up to draft the player again. I don't want to hear from dorks telling me that the Bills didn't want this. I don't care. You allowed the Chiefs to get a guy that they wanted. That's stupid. There's no other way to put it, right? So he's become the master of resourcefulness. And then they finish out the little article and say this: the Chiefs continue to quietly nail the draft process every year. And I think that's where we are right now. This organization is nailing the draft process every year. And when Brett's on the show tomorrow, Josh, I do want to ask him, so remember that time you nailed the draft process? That was awesome. Like, how are you doing this every year? Because most general managers, when you think about it, like, let's look at Carl for an example. He'd have a really good draft and then they'd have, you know, Terdell Sands. And you're like, who, why, where, when, right? And then they'd have a really good draft, and then you'd get Donald Snacks Willis. And then you're like, and then you'd have a good draft, and then, you know, like, it was never really consistent. Brett Veach is hitting home run after home run after home run. Like, Ohtani is the Brett Veach of baseball.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Thank you. No, I think the biggest compliment I can give on the draft is that everybody's projection of what they needed,
mm-hmm,
either was dead on and they just hit it, or, you know, maybe it was just somewhere the draft fell that way, blah, blah, blah. But I think if you said, if for every projection that said O-line, wide receiver, D-back,
right,
and they just went out and went wide receiver, O-line, D-back, wide receiver, O-line, D-back, you know, pass catcher, offensive line, defensive back,
mm-hmm,
It feels like they nailed their needs list. That's not even counting what they probably have picked up that we don't even, names we don't even know, positions they fancy, blah, 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 in the undrafted route.
Well, there was probably guys that they got in the undrafted market that are going to make this team.
Yeah, they signed like 17 of them or whatever they announced over the weekend.
Right.
So, yeah, it just really feels like that they they nailed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The draft, especially right. Picking at 32, where
yeah.
It shouldn't be easy.
Right.
Like, you have a lot of hurdles at 32. I think they have
31 other teams. And 31 other teams basically not wanting to trade with you.
They have isolated players that are probably going to be in their zone, right? It's not like they're not scouting these other ones, but look. Part of the reason I think he's probably laughing at us about Marv is we're not going to get him. He's four. He's going to go in the top five.
But let me tell you, would you have put it past Brett Veach if, like, would it have surprised you if they did? No, because they seemingly find ways.
But I'm saying that they don't spend their time doing that, but they're in the realistic category. Goes, okay, unless we move to four, it's not like we're going to scout, but we know what it takes to move up to those spots. If we're not going to do it, we're going to target people in our zone.
Right.
And our zone is
hot zone.
Our zone is, you know, 20 to whatever. And if we can get somebody in there, boom, we're going to go for it. And they've shown that they're willing to go ahead and do that too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes. And then if they see somebody in that zone that they like, they'll be willing to trade up and give up some collateral to move
trade
up,
up,
right?
Twice, right?
Yeah.
Early on to get their guy. So no, it just really feels like that they went out there with a plan and really nailed it.
Right. Yeah, it really does, and it's great. And obviously the proof will be in the pudding, as they like to say, whether that's tapioca or rice, you decide. And I love a good rice pudding. I can't wait to get old and eat rice pudding at the home.
I think rice probably off limits though right now. I'd go tapioca.
Tapioca, you would?
I mean,
I'm not a tapioca fan.
Well, I'm just saying, not a lot of good rice right now.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, a little bit of a suspension.
Might not be time for
the
rice.
Maybe can't have rice pudding till mid-October.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, I think right now, because I'm looking at a text already, how do you call this draft a home run already? Blah, blah, like, okay.
I said, take out the names, give me the positions, and yes.
You know how I can call it a home run? Because when was the last time Brett Veach didn't hit a home run in the draft?
Oh, I'm just saying, they're the ones that have to scout the names and the who's. I like the positions.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling it a home run.
And the reports you're getting on the players are great. Like, the Xavier Worthy stuff from people that know him is unbelievable.
You got two pass catchers, three offensive linemen, two defensive backs in the draft.
And if I hear about Wiley one more time, my God.
I feel like those were the only spots that I'd say, yeah, you could stand to have a few more bodies there. And they
right.
did. So hopefully they got the names right. But the right. positions, I have no problem saying that they did exactly what it looked like they could and should do.
From the 316, how about we wait to see how these draft picks pan out first? You're probably the same person that was hyping Amir Smith-Marset last year.
Well, my answer would be, of course. Of course. Okay, we'll wait 3 years and discuss it. But I'm saying on the surface right now, you nail the positions that you had of need in the draft. And right. I'll give you that. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB,
I mean,
Kansas
crazy.
City.
It's crazy. No matter what you say about the draft, the opposite comes in on the text line.
WDAF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Well, now it certainly sounds like it makes more sense for the schedule release to be next week. Right?
Why?
It's a network week of like ad sales.
Oh, the upfront
sales.
They
build
yeah.
the hype for what's coming on TV. So, yeah, I guess that makes the most sense. Also, though, it would be fun if the league dragged out its release.
Of course.
Like Monday, it announces all the Monday games.
Tuesday, it announces the Tuesday,
Tuesday
games.
Tuesday, they do like the international games.
Okay.
Wednesday, maybe they throw us some rivalry games.
No, you do the Christmas games because that's a Wednesday.
Or that.
Right? Yeah.
Thursday, give us the Thursday night games.
I like that,
right?
Yeah.
And then Friday, give us just the Sunday primetime and the Sunday games.
Then it's a Friday news dump, and that's not going to work for the NFL.
Well, no, but they dump in the morning, unlike other news dumps. They dump at like
8 a.m. Yeah, that's true.
Because it'd be
true,
part
yeah.
of, you know, whatever.
Well, they don't have a show anymore over
CBS
there.
CBS yeah. and, well, the partners.
CBS
this
morning.
CBS and
yeah.
Fox and mm-hmm. whatever can all do their.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.